Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Today in the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to talk about entrepreneurship, those entrepreneurs, those that start something from nothing and create value in the marketplace across their category, and ones that risk everything, ones that start from the ground up and actually create a product, a process, some technology that gives them a point of difference over the competition. These are the true entrepreneurs that, again, start with nothing and build something. But what I'm going to do is talk a little bit about a twist on these entrepreneurs and the leadership traits of these entrepreneurs and how that adapts itself to the public or private market in moving those entrepreneurs into roles inside of companies and the impact that they have. And a lot of times what you see with companies is legacy leadership. And what that means is they continually move people up from executive roles into roles in the either on the board or a CEO, CFO, whatever it is. Many times are legacy leadership, I call it. And there was a recent article on Harvard Business Review talking about this, entrepreneurship CEOs, why you need these entrepreneurs on your board or in an executive role inside of your company. And the reason for that is that the legacy is sometimes safe. And what we talked about a lot of times is safe is risky. And if you've got a leadership position in a category, almost anybody can be an order taker. And I call it order takers from the standpoint of they've already built it. There's probably a revolutionary leader that was an entrepreneur for that company that built who they are today. So what I talk about is these leaders, future leaders of companies and or brands that they're currently running that eventually move into these public or private companies. Today in the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to talk about entrepreneurship, those entrepreneurs, those that start something from nothing and create value in the marketplace across their category, and ones that risk everything, ones that start from the ground up and actually create a product, a process, some technology that gives them a point of difference over the competition. These are the true entrepreneurs that, again, start with nothing and build something. But what I'm going to do is talk a little bit about a twist on these entrepreneurs and the leadership traits of these entrepreneurs and how that adapts itself to the public or private market in moving those entrepreneurs into roles inside of companies and the impact that they have. And a lot of times what you see with companies is legacy leadership. And what that means is they continually move people up from executive roles into roles in the either on the board or a CEO, CFO, whatever it is. Many times are legacy leadership, I call it. And there was a recent article on Harvard Business Review talking about this, entrepreneurship CEOs, why you need these entrepreneurs on your board or in an executive role inside of your company. And the reason for that is that the legacy is sometimes safe. And what we talked about a lot of times is safe is risky. And if you've got a leadership position in a category, almost anybody can be an order taker, and I call it order takers from the standpoint of they've already built it. There's probably a revolutionary leader that was an entrepreneur for that company that built who they are today. So what I talk about is these leaders, future leaders of companies and or brands that they're currently running that eventually move into these public or private companies in an executive role. And what I found interesting in this article was entrepreneurial CEOs, those traits of leaders that can move into companies and lead those companies, and the point of difference in why you need those individuals inside of those companies, and what are those traits. And the first one I looked at was the difference between legacy leaders and entrepreneurs inside of these roles. Entrepreneurs, by design, are thinking about innovation. they continually have to be thinking about innovation because of the competition that's on their heels. They're continually worried about, what does my pipeline look like? What does my product pipeline look like? What is the point of difference from the competition? How are we going to leapfrog from those in our industry or category that allow us to gain a market share lead? So innovation has thrown around a lot. And what I talk about here is true innovation, things that have a point of difference that bring value to the consumer, or things that have not been thought about before. And we'll talk about incremental innovation through true breakaway innovation. Again, just to kind of refresh your memory there, and entrepreneurs, is that when you're thinking about products, having a product that's incremental innovation is you've already got something in the marketplace and you're moving it up along the supply chain and adoption chain. And you're just basically changing something, some feature, some benefit that will still provide value, but it's not truly a breakaway. A breakaway is where you make leapfrogs ahead of the competition, and it's something that carries you effectively for generations. So when you look at entrepreneurial CEOs and traits of those entrepreneurs, innovation is at the top of the list. But they understand the difference between incremental innovation and breakaway innovation. Breakaway is much harder, and you really need someone who's been inside the belly of a brand or a company and having started a product innovation pipeline before. So it's important that these entrepreneurial traits first start with innovation, but it also is something where you really need to have someone that has been through that breakaway pipeline and building that breakaway pipeline inside of a company or a brand. It's very hard to teach and very hard to find someone who has that experience and can bring that to a company or a brand. So that's a great entrepreneurial trait. And over one third of the time with these entrepreneurial CEOs is dedicated to innovation, thinking about these different ways of building products or making a process better, or making it more intuitive. And there are many different areas where innovation can happen inside of a company. But what you'll find is that when innovation is focused on, it signals importance throughout the entire company and brand. I've been with many brands, Oakley, K-Swiss, and also worked with other global brands where when this is put on top of the food chain with the leader inside of a brand, it really creates excitement inside of the company because they don't want to see the same old product, the same old process, everything being legacy. They really need to have and understand a passion around building great products, not just incremental improvements, but true innovations through breakaway design. So this signals importance throughout the entire company and the brand from the top down that innovation is important. And this is a trait of an entrepreneur or someone who's an entrepreneurial CEO versus a legacy. And again, I talk about different areas. Many people think about, where does innovation come from? Predominantly, it comes through product, but it can also come through processes. It can come through a better logistics platform. It can come through a better financing or financial process or funding process. It can come through marketing strategy, a better way of doing things in order to gain market share through proper marketing and digital marketing platforms that you put in place. And it can also be a better sales process. With the environment that we're in today, innovation is across every single functional platform inside of a company and a brand. But just understand, when you look at this, look at it as a whole, not as a piece. You may have a great sales platform that you want to put in place that you feel will function better, but it only functions as well as the vertical integration to the brand as a whole. So a trait of an entrepreneurial CEO or entrepreneurs that have come from companies and brands and built these platforms, they understand the vertical integration of great innovation is driven through properly analyzing and properly implementing these processes and platforms. So the first thing that signaled is, this is important and here's why we're doing it. So communication is immensely important with teams, and entrepreneurial CEOs understand that, and entrepreneurs that have been through the process understand that as well. So we'll go through a couple, what I call top traits leadership traits of these entrepreneurs and the entrepreneurship that they've been through, the trials and errors and the ups and downs that they've been through, starting from the ground up and having both successes as well as failures. Failures aren't fatal. It's a matter of how many times you can get back up and successfully build off of that failure to make it a long-term generational platform of success that you can launch from. So the first thing we just talked about was innovation as trait number one. Making products or processes easier, more intuitive, and or adaptable. There's a lot of partnerships that you see out there right now inside of companies and brands where they're partnering where they may not have a core competency, but they understand if they have that piece of the puzzle, it completes their strategy. So innovation and making products and processes easier, more intuitive, and adaptable. And again, failure is part of the equation. Understand, not everything you do is going to be a success. So embrace failure, but also in this world that we live in today, embrace partnerships. You may not have a core competency in everything you need, and if there's a piece missing, go find it. Partner with somebody. Innovation is driven off of making processes easier and bringing value and providing value to those customers that want a more user-friendly experience. So innovation carries with it many different platforms and opportunities. The second trait that you'll see on entrepreneurial leaders is they understand the need to collaborate. And what I mean by collaboration is you have all these great innovations and you talk about functional improvements, but that needs to be communicated to the team. It needs to be communicated when it eventually is commercialized to the community. You've got a loyal community out there as a brand. Embrace the community, but understand you have to continually collaborate with them to ensure they understand what is coming down the pipeline and have an anticipation of this coming down the pipeline. And I always use an example of Apple. Apple does a great job of this. Ever since Steve came back to where they're at today, being able to put things under an umbrella of secrecy and eventually releasing the product. But leading up to that, it's an experience. And people have come to adapt like this. Very similar to when you go on vacation, I'm sure. It's many times the anticipation of the vacation as much as the vacation itself. It's very much when you look at great product companies is being able to communicate internally and anticipate externally. So being able to collaborate with a team across these functional areas that you're looking to make an improvement, but just implementing without communicating is not effective. So the second thing that's a great leadership trait of entrepreneurs and entrepreneurial CEOs is the ability to communicate and collaborate with the team. The third piece you'll see as a leadership trait is being able to define and solve problems within your category. Don't stretch beyond your core competency unless you're partnering with somebody that gives you immediate capability to have a leadership role in that category. So continually find ways to solve problems. Ask questions. So there's a continual platform inside of entrepreneurial brands and those leaders and visionaries at the top of those brands to continually ask questions as to how can we make this product better. But don't also understand that there are many things out there from a technical standpoint that are driven by processes. So in addition to asking how you can make a product better, also ask the question, how do I make this process better? If you're in a technical brand and everything's driven by online transactions, how can you make the transaction more user-friendly? On the product side, how do you either incrementally improve your innovation or find a leapfrog breakaway technology you can implement into your products and put that on the early adopter curve and continue to adapt that through the backside of the supply chain? So finding ways to solve problems is the third trait, continually asking questions. The fourth trait is measured risk. And I say this, and it falls right in line with an entrepreneur versus a legacy leader. Entrepreneurs understand the risk, and they're not inherently risk takers. They have what I called measured risk. And they understand the risk, but learn how to reduce the impact. So meaning that inherently failure is part of the puzzle to be a great brand with breakaway technologies and continual innovation to last for generations, but they also understand not everything they build or make or ideas they have are going to be successful. So they have to have a measured risk on whatever they do to ensure that they reduce the impact but embrace failure. So you either disrupt or you adapt. And I say disruption is equivalent of breakaway, adapt is the equivalent of incremental innovation. So the fourth trait is measured risk. Understand the risk. Don't eliminate risk, but embrace it. The fifth trait is continual innovation. Leadership within your category, continually finding ways to innovate within your category and not being satisfied with a great product. And I talk about this again on the value chain. What are you going to build that's going to provide value to your customer beyond what you're already doing? You can't keep doing incremental innovations and expect to keep the loyal customer or expect your competitors to stay behind you for long. So not worrying about what the competition is doing, but rather what are you doing in order to build a continual product innovation pipeline that carries you for generations. So that's a very important aspect to be an entrepreneurial CEO or leader of a brand or a company. And I'll go back to the context of this discussion is, what does that leadership look like? What do you need to do as far as an entrepreneur and or an ongoing brand or company, legacy versus a entrepreneurial leader? You have to have been inside the belly of the beast, meaning the startup of a brand, the startup of a category within a brand, something that the risk was inherently high and you had to adapt to that risk and build category market share and growth with great products or processes that nobody else was doing. So again, I don't care if that's inside of a brand. I've done that inside of global brands where I built divisions inside of brands and also having a brand understand what do you have coming down the pipeline that's going to continue to allow you to gain market share and allow you to drive revenue growth long term. So again, going back to these leadership traits, these five traits that I go through, number one is innovation as being part of the primary goals of the company and ensuring that it has a priority. Number two is understanding that you need to collaborate with the team when you implement these innovations as to the impact. Number three is solving problems. Number four is measuring risk, understanding that you either disrupt or you adapt, but embrace failure, but reduce risk. And number five is this continual pipeline of product innovation. All of these traits are important for leaders within brands, but predominantly these come from not legacy leaders, but they come from those who have been entrepreneurs, those that have started with nothing and built something, either from scratch on their own or inside of a company or a brand. Those are the ones that understand the magnitude of their decisions across the entire company. Communicating, also building a passion around what that brand stands for, sticking to your foundational principles, building an innovation product platform, and continually innovating and continually communicating with your team members as well as your community, building loyalty long term. Those are the ones that are going to drive your brand equity. Those are the ones that are going to drive your revenue. And those are the ones that are going to continue to communicate the value that your brand has in their daily life. Would like to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles today. I really appreciate your time, and hopefully you've enjoyed the subjects that we talk about each week here on the Visionary Chronicles. And we feel it's very important. We understand that there's professional needs and support you need with your companies and with your brands, but we also appreciate the fact that you've got some personal needs. As leaders of companies and brands, there are many things that you have to deal with, and we want to make sure that we're addressing those as well. If you like what you hear, we would really appreciate subscribing to The Visionary Chronicles are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and Podbean. So we would really appreciate if you'd subscribe and look forward to bringing additional episodes to you each week. So again, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Look forward to the next podcast.